With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He gave voice to America's resolve in the darkest days post 9/11.
This has been a period of testing for the United States. The American people have met that test. We are united. We understand the threats that have formed against us. We are determined to protect our country, and we will prevail.
Vice President Dick Cheney, this morning comes word of his passing.
Following the September 11th terrorist attacks, Cheney consistently defended the use of surveillance tools and detention, and he was a leading advocate for the invasion of Iraq. His conservatism and hard-charging style angered many Democrats, but years after leaving office, Cheney became a target of Donald Trump when his daughter, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, became the leading Republican critic of Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Dick Cheney, dead at the age of 84. Government shutdown, day 35.
There are a few real talks over ending the government shutdown.
It's wrong to adopt a position in which they will not even get funded in November after the courts have said fund it.
Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley, after the Trump administration said the emergency fund it's using for the SNAP food aid program will only cover about half the normal benefits. Senator John Barrasso is the Republican whip.
Want to end the food assistance cliff? It's easy. Pass the clean bipartisan continuing resolution. Democrats should vote for it immediately. Until then, Mr. President, the Schumer shutdown is going to continue to hurt struggling families.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Governor's races being decided today by voters in New Jersey and Virginia, while in New York City, voters choosing a mayor. Stock futures sharply lower this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down more than 300 points. NASDAQ futures off almost 400. This is SRN News. A new ranking of pro-life states.
It comes from Americans United for Life, and it carries a lot of weight now that Roe versus Wade is gone and abortion is truly a state-by-state matter. Coming in number one as the most pro-life state in the union is Arkansas. Louisiana is in the number two spot, followed by Indiana, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. Rounding out the top 10 most pro-life states are South Dakota, Arizona, Kentucky, Idaho, and Tennessee. The least pro-life state is Oregon.
Correspondent Michael Harrington. The Pentagon has reportedly rolled out a new policy that will reduce the ability for transgender troops who have been banned from the service to reverse that decision. Currently, a transgender soldier can appeal to a panel of his peers to argue for his right to remain in the military. The AP reports that under new rules, a military commander can override the decision of any panel of peers. This is SRN News. Britain's antitrust watchdog is intensifying its investigation into Getty Images' plan to buy Shutterstock.
The $3.7 billion deal would create a visual content giant. On Monday, the Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, announced an in-depth merger investigation. The preliminary inquiry raised questions about higher prices and the possibility of lower quality images. The deal was announced in January amid rising competition from AI-generated images. Bob Agner reporting.
Starbucks forming a joint venture with a Chinese investment firm to operate Starbucks stores in China. Under the agreement, Chinese interests will acquire a 60% stake in Starbucks retail operations in China, valued at $4 billion. Starbucks entered China almost 30 years ago, but in recent years, the Seattle coffee giant has struggled to compete with cheap, fast-growing Chinese startups. More details, SRNNews.com.